And now, the final episode of Stripper Squad.
All right, everybody, thank you all for sticking around. It is definitely the end of the night, but you know what? We've got one last wonder for you right now. Coming up the stage, she's been around since the 1900s. She's got class, she's got style, and she has been here since we opened, like it feels like I have. All right, everybody, please give it up for Brandy.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show, boys.
All right, all you degenerates, I also have to tell you now that it is last call, so get your asses up, pay your tabs, and I can get the fuck out of here. Lights!
Hey, come on. Where's everybody going? Yo, DJ, you cut my set short.
All right, honey, listen. There is a breakfast burrito from a sketchy truck with my name on it. And bacon. So don't you interrupt me. I will cut off more than your set.
Well, what am I, chopped liver?
Nah, more like a wrinkly potato with some chives and sour cream and a Bang Energy on the side. Ooh, I am hungry. Later.
Whoa, mama. You really had the crowd going.
That's nice of you to say, baby. But lately, it seems like all I ever do is put people off. I don't know why. I think it might be time to hang up the hat.
Girls, we got ourselves a new case. There's been a murder at the museum.
You had me at murder.
Sheriff, can I give it a go?
Okay, go ahead, Caramel.
Hey, Stripper Squad, we're going to the museum.
Golly, so many expensive, beautiful paintings.
Oh, thank goodness you've arrived. I am Vittorio Romano, the owner of the museum.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Sheriff Reese, and this here's the Stripper Squad.
Please, you have to help me. One of the biggest artists in the world has been killed.
Banksy?
No, even bigger.
Yonce?
No, even bigger. The great Ferdinand Federico de Grassi. I found him this morning when I opened the museum, stabbed to death by his own paintbrush.
Talk about suffering for your art.
We were going to have a giant gala opening next week to showcase Ferdinand's newest collection. He's been working here in the museum day and night to finish his work on time, but now we must cancel the gala. I fear whoever did this might strike again. It's a sad day for the art world.
Don't cancel anything, Mr. Romano. We'll solve this case in time for your big gala opening.
Oh, grazie. I'll show you the decaying corpse.
Damn! I never knew art could be so brutal.
Bless his heart. He was a truly tortured soul.
Ugh. Does this museum have any windows that open up?
And these are all his paintings, huh?
Yes. As you can see, they have a certain urgency.
A bit pedestrian, if you ask me.
And you are?
Scanlan Borrington, III, art critic extraordinaire.
What do you want? Can't you see we are still mourning this tragic loss?
Tragic? Hardly. I consider this to be the latest attempt by Degrassi to once again make himself an overbloated center of attention.
Ooh, that's good. Gotta write that one down.
And what were you doing last night, Mr. Scanlan?
My usual Tuesday night. Wine and Lay's potato chips. With caviar.
I'm assuming this event was sans. That means without in French. Witnesses.
You were always jealous of Degrassi because you could never make it as an artist yourself.
That is not true. I have a certificate in media arts from DeVry.
Oh, Papa! No!
Who's the broad?
Oh, Matilda, such a tragic loss. Please, meet the Stripper Squad. They're here to solve your father's murder.
Oh, grazie. Such a sad day. Please, let me know if you need any help catching the monstros who did this to my papa.
Well, don't worry yourself, ma'am. We'll leave no stone unturned.
Why, I wouldn't be surprised if Degrassi did this to himself.
How dare you even suggest that?
Mr. Romano, my deputies and I will need to search the museum for clues. With your permission, of course.
Yes, please. Anything you need.
All right, girls. This museum's pretty big, so I think it's best if we split up. Caramel, you and Misty cover the Impressionist wing. Brandy and I'll cover classical sculpture.
How fudge. I love a good Monet.
Matisse is more my jam.
Come on, Brandy. Let's go.
Ugh. Sheriff, you ever feel like you're stuck in yourself?
Stuck?
Yeah, like you're inside a body that just keeps getting older, and you can't escape it, and time just keeps ticking, and there's no way to stop it, and you have no control over your bowels.
Whoa, easy, Brandy. Are you all right?
I don't know. At a certain point in life, you just gotta stop trying, right?
If you're asking if I've ever felt like giving up, the answer is of course. But you know what happened when I didn't give up? I ended up with you girls. Guess what I'm saying is, if you stop, you never know what had happened if you kept going.
Hey, that's true. Thank you, Sheriff. You know, you were the first guy who's ever looked at me and the Goyles and seen something more than a set of legs. And tits. And an ass. But mostly the legs.
What is that?
Sounds like a... It's the ghost of Degrassi! Run!
Man, these paintings sure are creepy when the museum's closed.
Yeah, best time to nab one, though.
Say what now?
Hey, look, on the ground, in front of that Pissarro. It's a paintbrush. Looks just like the one that artist had sticking out of his neck.
Run for your lives! There's a ghost in the museum!
Huh?
It's Degrassi. He's already haunting the place.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you show us where you saw this ghost?
It was right here. I swear.
Yeah, we were just standing here and it started moaning. And not in a good way, let me tell you that.
Misty, see if you can find a light switch somewhere.
10-4.
I saw it with my own eyes. It was
Misty, any luck?
There it is!
Well, hang on. There's a switch over here.
Uh-oh!
Hey, it's just someone wearing a bedsheet, and they're running away.
After them, girls!
The ghost is headed into the pop art exhibit.
The ghost is in here somewhere.
Anyone lay eyes on it?
He's back for more. Watch out, that ghost is chucking pallet knives.
Everybody duck.
The pallet knife hit that original Warhol. Watch out, it's coming down.
No, Van Gogh was just as cliché as the rest of them. Egads, what's that ghost doing under that original Warhol?
Sheriff, who is that?
I think this here might be your murderer.
Yeah, and it tried to kill us with art supplies.
Time to take a peek under the sheet.
Matilda?
My papa kept pushing me to be an artist. But all I ever wanted in life was to be an accountant. Oh, boring. So wonderfully boring. I had to put an end to him once and for all.
If this ain't the twin to the paintbrush we found in Degrassi's neck.
Oh, my father. He gave it to me. Forced it on me. He wanted me to use the same brushes as him, but I hate art. Now please, this Warhol is crushing my pancreas and my soul.
Don't worry, Matilda. Where you're going, the closest thing to art is a toilet bowl.
No, please.
My word, killed by his own daughter. What an amazingly original, immersive installation. Brava, Degrassi, brava.
Stripper Squad, you have saved my museum and my gala opening next week. Please come, everyone in town will be there.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Can I come?
Well, Mr. Romano, it'd be an honor.
Excuse me, everyone. I just want to raise a glass to the people who made this night possible. Sheriff Reese and the Stripper Squad.
Well, this is one swanky party.
Madam, would you like a fresh hors d'oeuvre?
Don't mind if I do. Again.
Hoo doggy, the wine at the club never got me this tipsy.
Yeah, well, I use a lot of Kool-Aid.
Well, girls, congratulations on a job well done. You know, we've been through a lot, and I just want to say...
Leslie.
Doreen?
Yikes, it's the sheriff's ex-wife.
Never expected to see you here, Leslie. Mingling with the high society.
Yeah?
You're the toast of the town. Maybe I was wrong about you. You know, I'm thinking, maybe we should try again. Start over.
Really?
Just get back to normal, you know, the way we were. Raise our son together. Enough running around with all these strippers.
What?
You better watch your mouth.
Hey, you're overstepping, lady.
I'm sorry, Doreen. The answer is no.
You're really gonna choose these whores over me?
They're strippers.
Leslie?
Doreen! My name is Sheriff Leslie Tiberius Reese, and this here is... No, we are the stripper squad.
Woo. I know that's right.
Have fun.
Come on, girls. Let's show them how they do it at the Mermaid Lounge.
I brought some Jaeger.
Madam, I must say, you look ravishing this evening. An evergreen jewel that twinkles in the morning sun.
Thanks, Mr. Borington. You know, I've never danced with an art critic before.
Well then, what do you say we go for Baroque? Art comedy.
I see what you did there. Oh, no, you.
You still got it, Mama.
This concludes Stripper Squad. Stay groovy, y'all.